In our previous year, we mentioned the Sikha of Tazriya Metzoyra Toshin on Aleph, where the Rebbe makes clear that it is the Schus and it is the right Hanhoga, the right way that a Chosid should act, behave, Firzich, that he should identify his Rebbe as Mashiach. Not only identify, but find psukim to show that this is true. And we said that in that very sikha, the Rebbe brought down psukim to show that Yosef Yitzchak are that can be explained as names of Mashiach. The question is, do we find that the Rebbe did this as well, in addition to that sikha? So Bechlal, we all have to accept a certain fact, and that is that the way we are supposed to be acting today is Be'ikir, how the Rebbe Zich Gefirt, the way the Rebbe expressed himself, especially in the later years. You always want to be dealing with the most advanced medicine when you're dealing with any illness. The medicine of yesterday is not empowered to deal with the crisis of today. And therefore, as the world advances and as the world gets closer to Mashiach, there are different anhogis. For example, if you're going to ask somebody how are you supposed to dress on Shabbos, you don't say, go look at how a frum yid dressed on Sunday. You know, there are yidden that dress Shabbos the whole week. But be'ikir, you want to see how they dress closest. Go take a picture of a yid right before Shabbos. That's probably the way you're supposed to dress. The closer we get, and the more the Rebbe feels that the world is ready, the Rebbe is megala more and more. Like we know that the Alter Rebbe, right before he passed away, he was megala the deepest secrets of Chassidus, specifically at that time. So if we want to know how we are supposed to be acting today, we have to see the way the Rebbe addressed and how he spoke about the Friedrich Rebbe, his Rebbe, in the later years. So I'm going to read to you some quotes, which this itself will show you how the Rebbe addresses the Friedrich Rebbe. Let's start with the Sicha of Vayera Tovshinun Beis. This is all in the Psura Segula. This is Psura Segula Ois Mem Zayin, where the Rebbe speaks about that there is somebody in every generation that's Ro'i, that's fitting to be Moshiach. And the Rebbe says, and according to the Haidah, the announcement, declaration, proclamation of Chachmu Chadmor Nesidereinu, the Maishver, the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Rebbe adds, not just Nesidereinu, the Rebbe said, Moshiach Shebedereinu. The Rebbe makes sure to add that point, that we are now referring to him in addition to Nesidereinu, we're referring him as Moshiach Shebedereinu. Which again, these sikhis were edited by the Rebbe and allowed for print to the entire world. Let's go to the next week. The sikh of Chayesara, where the Rebbe is speaking about being Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. And we want to know who Pnei Mashiach, how are we supposed to accept Mashiach, who is Mashiach? And the Rebbe says, again, brings down, this is page 99 in the Besura Segula. It says, according to the Idah of Chav Chadmor Nesidereinu, and he says, there ain't a shliach shebedireinu. The Friedrich Rebbe is the one and only shliach of our generation. And there ain't a mashiach shebedireinu. That he's the only mashiach of our generation. Again, Rebbe doesn't just refer to him as the Nosi Adur, the Novi Adur, the shliach shebedur. This is edited sikhis, where Rebbe added these words, that he's also the ain't a mashiach shebedireinu. And this continues. Even in that sikha itself, where the Rebbe says that we know that the pasuk shlachno biyat tishlach is a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about Mashiach. So he says, we're already beginning to have the fulfillment of the shliches of Shlachna Biyat Tishlach. And again, who is Shlachna Biyat Tishlach? The Rebbe says very clear, the shliches unchak mechadmur, this is the shliches of the Friedrich Rebbe. Now again, another quote. Let's go to the Sicha of Mishpatim, Tov Shinun Beis, where the Rebbe was speaking then about the fact that Russia and America were coming to certain treaties to lower the involvement in nuclear and focus on agriculture. And the Rebbe says that this is an expression of the true reality that's going on through the Mashiach is affecting the world. And listen to the way the Rebbe refers to Mashiach. Page 143, that this announcement of v'chitzu chavoyisim le'itim, which is taking swords into plowshares, mudgesh es ha'shayichas l'pulosi shel nasi d'areinu, this shows that it's connected to the nasi ador, again, the Mashiach shebedor. So again, we see kama v'kama pa'amim, and there are more. The way the Rebbe refers to the Friedrich Rebbe, in addition to nasi ador, there's a new dogesh. While this is something that Rebbe had spoken about privately and other places over the Nesias, but in the later years, the Rebbe is more and more consistent in any reference to the Friedrich Rebbe as the Nasi Ador. There's also the reminder that he's also the Mashiach Shebedor. Now, what about the Rebbe himself speaking about himself? So, besides the obvious encouragement of Chassidim for a year and a half, the way the Rebbe, you know, and we had that Yoim Yoim, that one pool of a tzaddik, we have to work on ourselves that we shouldn't forget because it has an everlasting effect. How much more so a pool of b'mesiras nefesh for a year and a half, the encouragement of Chassidim. But what about what did Rebbe say about himself? Well, the most fascinating quote, which you can see again, black and white, it's every time I see it, it's more and more shocking, but there it is. Page 146, which is again the Sicha of Mishpatim, where the Rebbe speaks, here it is, very clearly, about, we know that we always speak about Geula Miyad, the Mashiach has to come Miyad, right away. And the Rebbe said that the word Miyad is really, in addition to being practical, right away, immediate, it also is a Rosh Tevis of the last three Nesiei Chabad. We're going to go backwards, even though the Rebbe doesn't do that in the Sicha, but the Rebbe goes forward, Mem Yud Dalet, we're going to go backwards. Dalet is Doiber, which is the Rebbe Nishmas Eden, whose 100th Yahrzeit is this year, Tav Shin Pei. Yud of Miyad is Yosef Yitzchak. And then there's the Mem, which is the next Mem, who would be after the Rebbe Rashab, the Friedrich Rebbe, who's the next Nasi Chabad, whose name starts with Mem. Look what the Rebbe says. In other places, okay, let's just say what the Rebbe says. While Seder Akir Vayleinu, the way closest to us, the three Nesiim are Moshiach, Shemenachem Shmoi, Yosef Yitzchok, and Doiver. So we have the three last Nesiim Chabad. One is Doiver, one is Yosef Yitzchok, and one is not just Menachem, who's the Shmoi Shel Moshiach. It's the other way around. It's Moshiach, whose name is also Menachem. Now you have to figure out who that person is. Who's the Nasi Chabad after the Friedrich Rebbe, whose name is Menachem? We don't know. It's a very big question. But whoever that person is, the Rebbe says that that person is Moshiach, whose name is Menachem. So this is mamish, as when people say that the Rebbe never identified himself as Mashiach, it's amaratzis, at best, misleading, or simply ignoring a reality. We may not like the reality, but this is the reality. The Rebbe was the one that declared, the Rebbe was the one that self-announced that if you're looking for Mashiach, the where you're going to find him, his name is Menachem, and he's the next Nasi after the Friedrich Rebbe who came after the Rebbe Rashab. But you find that person, That is who Mashiach is.